Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hello and welcome to Brokenomics. Now, in this episode, I am very, very pissed off. Now, I'm normally, as you know, quite a jolly, convivial sort of chap, and I can be relied upon to be sort of affable and charming and see the humour in things. But not today. I'm very annoyed today. Why am I annoyed? I'm annoyed because of the state of the country. It's just got to me today. So, scrap the Brokenomics I was going to do, and I bashed this out instead because I thought strike while the anger is fiery. Basically, I've decided they've all got to go back. That's the conclusion I've come to. What has got me to this? Well, for a start, it's going to be the daily rapes. Every day, there's a rape or serious sexual assault committed by a migrant. Daily. And we're supposed to be just fine. Not only are we supposed to be fine with this, we're supposed to be importing more of these people. I watched a video that kind of really riled me up of, the locals. And you get videos like this every single day in Britain, every single day. But the one today was this young Pakistani chap who decided that he was going to molest a 14-year-old. And before he was able to get away with it, he was basically apprehended by a bunch of locals who were far softer with him than they bloody well should have been. And they're speaking to him and they're asking him, do you understand what you're doing? What the hell are you doing? And his answer was basically to explain how he's justified to do so in Islam. You know, that was his perception of it. So that annoys me. I watched a video of some guy in London unlocking his bike, and he basically gets assaulted by some guy who looks like he's from Africa. Not police, but you know, what do you call them? The fake police, the fake, you know, the community support, whatever, you know, they happen to be coming along, and they try moving along, and he starts moving along, and then he just comes running back and gives this guy a flying kick because, you know, he took umbrage at him for whatever bloody reason that, you know, was going on with it. And what do these fake police do? Well, they immediately stop the white guy from retaliating. That's just how it is. Also, my recent trip to London with Carl, we had to attend some sort of conference thing, media conference, and you could just see the place has bloody well decayed. You know, I used to live there for 20 years, and I got out because it was getting so bad, and I've been out for, you know, whatever it is, not quite 10 years yet, maybe 6 or 7 years or something, and I go back now, and I can just see the huge decay in our capital city in the space of a few years. We witnessed antisocial behaviour all over the place. So on the way in, I mentioned this on the podcast, there was a big altercation between our taxi driver, who was an immigrant, and some cyclist who was an immigrant. And, you know, it's just behaved. And actually, funnily enough, Carl had just been looking at a tweet on its phone that said the only things that stop these people from killing each other is the white man. And he showed them that onto the phone, and we're like, that's what's going on. There was an altercation between an Australian tourist and a migrant at our hotel. After the conference, a couple of the people that we know, including the old producer from this place, were leaving the conference. Nothing to do with the conference, but some immigrant just basically picks a fight with them for absolutely no reason and ends up getting tasered by the police. That bit was quite amusing. And we get back to the train station. And Sammy McGuinn is just being thoroughly obnoxious and sits on the Burger King counter, you know, blocking people from getting their food because he just likes being belligerent and he knows he can get away with it. And he just enjoys messing with people. And, you know, that and the daily rapes and all these videos I see all the time. And this country is just going to hell as a result of immigration and it just won't bloody stop. And then you get the constant bloody libtard justifications, you know, from like the LBC crew or, you know, just I'm picking them as an example, but the whole range of bloody libtards who are like, oh, you know, London is better than it's ever been as crime is slightly falling. No, crime is not falling. Crime between this year and last year is essentially flat. Violent crime is essentially flat from where it was last year. I mean, it came off very, very slightly. It went down from like 109,000 to 109,000, but you know the hundreds was lower. It was a minuscule drop. But then what they did is when they looked at the individual categories and those moved around, and so they picked the three categories that are the largest decrease, and then Sadiq Khan tweeted it out, and now all the libtards are happy, like, oh, crime is falling, London is great, there's nothing wrong with it. No, it's an absolute cesspit. This country is going to hell, and a lot of it is caused by the migrants who simply cannot behave themselves, and I'm just annoyed by it, because I am 100% native British. You know, I've done my DNA test, 100% native British, and I don't have somewhere else to go. I can't pick up and return to my homeland because I'm already in it. And it is being pissed away by our politicians and the shit libs who try and justify this. So I'm making this video to give the liberals their last best offer. You know, this is the only and the best outcome that you're going to get, what I'm going to lay out in this video, because I'm a Gen Xer and I might be well on the right for Gen Xers, but I'm essentially in the liberal paradigm. My thinking has been constructed around liberal norms. And try as I might, you know, I can't shed those. Too deeply embedded, neuroplasticity in the brain has gone down because I'm old, and there's not much that I can do about it now. So as right-wing as I might be by my generation standard, I am still fundamentally a liberal. And my solution would actually fit within the liberal framework, and that's what I'm going to lay out for you today. You know, I'm happy to have some immigration. I'm happy for people to, you know, marry somebody from wherever. Bring them in, marry them, bring them in. I'm even happy with people who come here legally and are making a contribution of some sort. You know, they're paying taxes, they're doing the right stuff. There are still lots of those. And I could come to a settlement that incorporates all of that. And fundamentally, that's a liberal outcome. Now, you can accept what I'm going to lay out if you're a shit lib, or you can resist it. But the next generation, the Zoomers, they're a hell of a lot more radical than I am, significantly more radical than I am. And the type of things that I'm laying out here, they're not going to go for that. And especially not given that by the time that the Zoomers come to dominance, when is that? The majority of the 35 to 40-year-old age bracket, the age at which men really get shit done, that is going to be majority Zoomer by the late 2030s. Funnily enough, that's also the time where basically everybody who knows their stuff and has looked at it, you know, Professor David Betts, who's advised the UK government on civil wars, says that almost certainly we're going to be in a civil war by then, a hot civil war by the mid-2030s. So if you think that Zoomer men, once they hit their prime on the other side of a civil war, are going to propose anything remotely as liberal as what I'm about to lay out, not a chance. You take a bunch of Zoomer men and you put them through a civil war. They're used to violence. They're used to direct action. The solution that they come to fix this country is not going to be It is simply not going to fit within the liberal paradigm whatsoever. whereas this will. And you know, that's the thing. I'm going to offer this advice to the shit libs, and they're not going to take it, are they? They're not going to take it. Let's be fair. Before I've even given it, we know they're not going to take it. And but I kind of feel that, you know, with my liberal credentials, I've got to do what I can in the time that I can to try and avert civil war, try and avert something worse coming, because I don't want it to get to that. I don't want us to have to get to the point where we get to a fundamentally illiberal solution. But we are going to get there, one way or another. It just depends how much bloodshed there is between here and there. I'm not calling for that. I'm not hoping for that. Hope it doesn't happen. But the libtards are going to force us into a situation where that does happen. You know, experts on civil war are saying, yeah, this is going to happen. And look, it's either that or the liberal state fails in some other capacity and then we become a colony of China. And then you're going to get even more extreme things than even the stuff that I've covered here. All right. So to get into the gist of what I wanted to talk about, first of all, we've got to figure out, as a starting point of evaluating the breakdown of this country, well, how many people even live here? Do we know? Well, if we go by the 2021 census, which I suppose we're supposed to do, the 2021 census is supposed to be, you know, the benchmark for how these measure how we measure these things. Apparently 17% of the UK population identifies as being an ethnic minority. Okay, so approximately 12 million people, according to the census. The white British are supposed to comprise about 75% of the population, about 52 million of them, if we go by the census. So what's that? About 70 million people, they reckon, on the census? Okay. Just under 70 million. The slight problem with the census is that it is complete and utter bullshit. Now, hopefully my editor can throw up on screen. This article came out in, I think, 2007 from The Independent, I believe it was. And basically they started looking at, because what was happening is, If you work in the city, you end up going to a lot of presentations of companies who've done their results and stuff like that. And one of their finance guys noticed that whenever he went to, a presentation by one of the supermarkets or, you know, the sewage companies or water treatment company, people whose business is dealing of what goes in or comes out of a human. Obviously, these companies have fairly good metrics on how many people they're serving, what their market share is. And when you piece it together with the various companies, it becomes very obvious that the population is significantly higher. Now, back in 2007, they were suggesting there was about 10 million extra people, that it was about 77 million people living in the UK. Because, of course, at that time, it was based on the 2001 census, because this was 2007. And you know, this isn't wildly difficult to work out. Everybody has one mouth and one arsehole. So through a combination of the food companies and the sewage companies, it's fairly obvious that the government's numbers are completely and utterly bogus. In fact, you know, the particularly the regulated ones, the water companies and the sewage companies and whatever, they have been lobbying government for years to recognise that they are serving more people than they are officially supposed to be serving, because they get paid per individual. It's a regulated, controlled industry, all that kind of stuff, and therefore, you know, it's in their interest to get more people recognised. And for years, they've been presenting this evidence, which is, you know, saying, look, this is how many people we're actually serving. Then all you need to do is go around the country and tot up what all these companies are saying, and it's very clear there's like at least an extra 10 million people here. Right, and that was before. That was before the Boris wave. You think how bad immigration was in 2007? I mean, it was a bit bad, but it was nowhere near as bad as today. So post-Boris wave, post the last, whatever it is, 18 years. Bloody hell, 18 years since 2007. Oh, well, feel old again. The people coming in the back of lorries, and bear in mind, most of them don't get caught. All the people coming over in dinghies that don't get caught. All the people who overstay their visa. And we don't even track that, by the way. People come in supposedly on holiday or to attend a wedding or, you know, whatever it is. We don't bother to track them on the way out. We notice this huge discrepancy and the government just says, oh, well, yeah, I know they flew into Heathrow and they were supposed to fly out of Heathrow. But probably what happened is they caught a bus and they went across the border between Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland, where we don't check. And they must have left through there. So, yeah, they probably... No, clearly, a whole bunch of these people... And they lose track of hundreds of thousands of people a year, in addition to all the boat migrants, the lorry migrants. And the lorry migrants is a significantly higher number than the boat migrants. Plus all the people that the government just let in. I think we're dealing with a significantly higher population. But the government doesn't want to acknowledge that. They want to say, no, you know, the official population is 70 million, shut up about it. And I thought, okay, well, let's see if we can reconstruct how many people are actually here. And I use a fresh metric. I won't even use the sewage companies. I won't use the supermarkets. I won't use the census. Let's just do a bit of a sense check with the total number of households in the UK.
If you'd like to see the full version of this premium video, please head over to lotuseaters.com and subscribe to gain full access to all of our premium content.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.